This dictation is by Dr. Sharon or Mace MD. The date of examination is 10/14/22. The name of the patient, 14/22. The name of the patient is Susan Suling, S-E-U-L-I-N-G. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, Stereco, S-T-R-E-C-H-O, space Suling, S-E-U-L-I-N-G, space S. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, please follow my protocol. Date of examination, 10/14/22, referring physician, Carla Germinario, J-E-M-I-N-A-R-I-O, M-D, performing physician, Sharon Armaes, M-D, naprograph, clinical indication, 74-year-old female with history of CAD with a positive calcium score and hypertension for stress test on medication. Lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20/12.5 milligrams, amlodipine 5 milligrams, and lisinopril 2.5 milligrams. New paragraph, make that lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20/12.5 milligrams, lisinopril 2.5 milligrams HS, and amlodipine 5 milligrams. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, nonspecific ST-T wave changes. Baseline blood pressure, 120 over 70. Baseline heart rate, 67 beats per minute. New paragraph, patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon 1 minute into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 139, parentheses, 95% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 160 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proactive 22240, period. New paragraph, patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 135 over 70 and a heart rate of 82 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum projected heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline and immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions, 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6. Normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 95% maximum projected heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation of wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation, period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.